Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, April 12th. I'm Mark Daniels. Opening round of the first major of the year, the Masters at Augusta National. Bad weather forced a late start. They could not get the entire 18 in on the opening day, but Bryson DeChambeau got to the clubhouse with the lead at 7 under par.
I shot 65 today, and that was one of the best rounds of golf I've played in a long time. And there's three more days to go, and I'm not losing sight of that fact. It's right there in front of me. Just got to go execute.
World number one Scottie Scheffler, one shot back at 6 under. Nikolai Højgaard from Denmark, 5 under through 15 holes. Danny Willett in at -4. Defending champion John Rahm opens with a 1 over 73. Tiger Woods back in the field. Augusta, the 5-time champion, 1 under through his first 13 holes as they'll wrap up the opening round today. Well, the NBA's regular season wrapping up this weekend. Milwaukee Bucks with 2 games left. They're both going to be on the road. They need 1 win to lock up the number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference, but they'll have to finish without Giannis Antetokounmpo, dealing with that bad calf strain suffered in their win over the Boston Celtics earlier this week. Bucks and Thunder from Oklahoma City. OKC battling for the top seed in the West. This will be a tough test for the Bucks. They'll finish the regular season at Orlando on Sunday. They beat the Magic as well earlier this week. The Celtics, meanwhile, have now dropped 2 straight games. The New York Knicks beat them 118-109 at TD Garden. Jalen Brunson going off for 39 points, as I think we caught him on an off night.
Whenever you play against them, it's always a good measure to see where you're at. Obviously, we played pretty good tonight, but we know what they're capable of, and we just had their number tonight. But if it does come to a point where we play them, we just know that we have our hands full.
I would think so. The Knicks right on the Bucks' heels, trying for that number 2 seed as well. Only 1 game back. Chicago beat Detroit 127-105. DeMar DeRozan with 39. Utah 124-121 win over Houston. It was Golden State beating Portland 100-92. New Orleans over Sacramento 135-123. In college basketball, a day after Kevin Borseth retires after his long run with the Green Bay Phoenix women's basketball program, the university announces a contract extension for new head men's basketball coach Sundance Wicks. He's going to stay on board with Green Bay through the 2028-29 season. In his first year with the Phoenix, completely flipped the program around after winning 3 games 2 years ago, led them to 18 wins this season, earning him the Horizon League Coach of the Year award, along with a Joe B. Hall National Coach of the Year for first-year head coaches at the Division I level. National Hockey League regular season heading to the finish line. Just a week to go, the LA Kings defeated the Calgary Flames 4-1. Victor Arvidsson and the Kings waited till nearly the end to clinch a playoff spot.
Well, of course, that was our goal starting training camp. So one step at a time, and I think we did a good job during the regular season to get to this point.
New Jersey Devils aren't making the playoffs, but they beat Toronto 6-5, although Austin Matthews of the Maple Leafs with 2 more goals. He has 68 on the season to lead the league, most since Mario Lemieux scored 69 almost 20 years ago. Buffalo beat Washington 4-2. Ottawa 3-2, a shootout win over Tampa Bay. Florida shut out Columbus 4-0. Flyers end an 8-game slide with a 4-1 victory over the New York Rangers. Pittsburgh in overtime beat Detroit 6-5. Islanders a 3-2 overtime win over Montreal for the 6th in a row. Winnipeg blanked Dallas 3-0, and San Jose a 3-1 winner over the Seattle Kraken. The NCAA Men's Hockey Championships to the Frozen Four at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul. The national semifinals on Thursday night had Denver beat Boston University 2-1 in overtime. Tristan Bratz with a game-winning goal in OT, lifting the Pioneers to the title game against number-one-ranked Boston College, which shut out Michigan 4-0. Jacob Fowler with 32 saves in nets for the Eagles. Denver and BC for the NCAA title on Saturday night. Green Bay Gamblers regular season coming to a close. They'll finish with a home-and-home set with Madison on the road Friday night, and then will host Madison on Saturday in their finale at the Rush Center with a 6:05 face-off. The Gamblers are running 2nd in the Eastern Conference. They've already got the playoff spot clinched. They have the 3rd-best record in the league with the Clark Cup playoffs beginning next week. To baseball, and the Milwaukee Brewers series finale with the Cincinnati Reds rained out at the Great American Ballpark on Thursday. They'll make that up in a doubleheader when they return to Cincinnati at the end of August. On to Baltimore for the 8-3 Brewers to take on the Orioles in a weekend series. Freddy Peralta will be on the hill in the series opener on Friday night. This weekend will feature a matchup of the top 2 prospects in big league baseball. Jackson Churio of the Brewers off to a fantastic start, and Jackson Holliday, the number 1 overall overall prospect, just called up for his major league debut with the Orioles earlier this week. Baltimore coming off a 9-4 10-inning win over the Boston Red Sox to complete a sweep at Fenway. Colton Cowser hit two home runs and drove in four. Manager Brandon Hyde says that's a pretty good night.
When he goes into David Ortiz land in the seats behind the bullpen, that was an impressive swing. Awesome to see him go opposite field, homer too. He did a lot of great things.
Kansas City Royals got two home runs from Bobby Witt Jr. to complete a sweep of the Houston Astros 13-3. Oakland gets a Seth Brown home run in the second inning, and they make it stand up in a 1-0 win over the Texas Rangers. Minnesota and Detroit also rained out at Comerica in the Motor City. In the National League, Phillies knocked off the Pirates 5-1. That moves the Brewers into first place in the NL Central. And the New York Mets hammered the Atlanta Braves 16-4. Tyrone Taylor, the ex-Brewer, hitting a pinch hit grand slam home run in the ninth inning for the Mets. Big story off the field in baseball. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, Ippei Mizuhara, has now been formally charged with bank fraud in an indictment in California. The U.S. attorney, Martin Estrada, says Mizuhara swiped a little bit more money than we thought from the baseball superstar.
The evidence we've gathered over the past few weeks has demonstrated that in total, Mr. Mizuhara stole over $16 million from Mr. Ohtani's account in order to pay for these illegal sports bets.
And Ohtani was apparently unaware of it all, for Estrada says Mizuhara went to great lengths to get that cash.
We've obtained recordings of telephone calls in which Mizuhara spoke with bank employees, lied to them about being Mr. Ohtani, gave personal biographical information for Mr. Ohtani in order to impersonate him.
And apparently, since December of 2021 through this past January, Mizuhara is alleged to have made 19,000 bets, winning $142 million, but losing $183 million. And Estrada says Shohei Ohtani has been cleared of any wrongdoing in this case. Plea negotiations are already underway with Mizuhara and the federal authorities. Football notes, the passing of O.J. Simpson making headlines. O.J. Simpson, the legendary running back, Heisman Trophy winner from USC, and a Pro Football Hall of Famer with the Buffalo Bills, the first to rush to over 2,000 yards in a single season, went on to become much more notorious after being acquitted in the murder of his wife, Nicole Brown, and her friend, Ron Goldman, in 1995, was later found civilly liable for those homicides. And then later, Simpson was sent to prison for stealing some of his own memorabilia in Las Vegas. Got out on parole in 2017 and has been pretty much a recluse ever since, Simpson passing away again at the age of 76. And a Green Bay Packer note. A longtime equipment manager, Red Batty, is retiring. He has spent 30 years with the Green Bay Packers taking care of the players. Before that, he was with the Houston Oilers. He started his career around professional football when he was just 14, getting a job with the Montreal Alouettes. He's been a part of two Grey Cup championship teams and two Super Bowl squads with the Green Bay Packers. Gordon Red Batty calling it a career, one of the all-timers. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.